High School Jazz Band.
Good morning, Bernie High School Jazz. This is Roland Sandoval from San Antonio. It's a great honor to be with you here at the South Texas Jazz Festival. Looks like you have a cool program lined up for us. Nice. Ensemble sound, very clean. Good line direction there, good for you. Yeah, make an adjustment in the rhythm section. During the solo section, you want to become like a jazz combo. Appreciate the soloist going on the improvisational side, and now we'll talk about some things to continue to grow on. As far as when with improvisation, it's all about, I think, when you want to start with pentascales and then move to modal. And then once you get modal, then we start worrying about more progressions. But we want to start hunting first for a good universal scale that fits over the progression, and then also to work on timing. And we can talk all about that a little bit at the end here. Good. Maybe a little more presence from the chordal side of. Right, we hear the walking line pretty well. Maybe a little more activity from the piano. Nice fill there. Yeah, so on the piano, remember that they tend to play a little toward middle C. So expand that out in the comping side. And just don't forget that when swing comping, right, we have to have that syncopated feel, that so it's still pretty active, right? But we do need that a little bit more chordal support, right? As we mentioned on the improvisation side of what you're working on is to use space, to use. Continue to explore minor pentatonic to start, then major pentatonic, then teach Mixolydian, then Dorian, then teach 2-5-1, and then at that point, then you can really start opening it up. But no, so then they know their guide tones. Nice. Yeah, nice style coming from Sophia. For not to rush here. Don't let the energy pull you. Really nice intonation coming from the vocalists. Here, good style. Good storytelling. Very tasty, good style, good intonation. Love the power and the gentleness, right? Combination of both skill sets represented in that. A good arrangement. And the band does a really nice job of staying underneath the vocalist. Yeah, let's see if we can create more forte pianos. Make the effect sing, 2-3, zing. We need that punch, drop, and then growth. Thank you. little fast. Nice work by the bass player, though. Same thing here. Get the zing. A little more direction there at the end of the each little motif. Boot it dot. Make sure we start and stop the note with the tongue. Right now it sounds like they're stopping with the tongue, but not necessarily starting. So we're getting an ut a lot when there should be a dit and a dut. Dot, dit, and dot. It'll be tighter if everybody starts and stops. Cool ping on the right cymbal here. Okay. Good work by the trombone soloists. Yeah, so there's modes changing there, and it could be as simple as going, and that's why the penta scale is so important, is to go use this penta here, switch to this penta here, and then that way you're only dealing with five notes also, but they got to also know where that change is, okay? Okay. All right. You have a cool groove established. I would maybe like for you to explore that a little bit on the slower side if you can. Right, in that groove. I think you'll find it in the pocket. It doesn't sound as frantic, you know. Boom, 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 boom. It's something to think about. There's a lot of cool work there on the drum set, going to the different cymbals. There's a lot of cool work there that you can do. I see your director kind of telling you, hey, put it in the pocket. Don't let the volume get too intense. Yeah, it's a nice... Just be careful of the unison there in that trombone line. Thank you. here. Good job by the bass player. Boom, ba-doom, 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 boom, ba-doom. Arrival notes. Yeah, good note selection there. Good jazz tone. Nice drum fill there. Cool groove here. Like the change of color completely. Now your director gave you a great dynamic cue that I felt like you didn't follow as well as you could have. You just got to make sure you look up right so that we're in right together. Love the energy in that last tune. To me, the a little bit more dynamic contrast. I think the biggest, so there's a lot of good jazz fundamentals here, right? So we hear... every now and then, though, I think you're interpreting the dot and dit the same way, right? So the staccato in jazz, to me, in my world, is compression without accent. Anything that's a staccato, just a dot, right, over the note. The house top is the one that's compressed and accented. So that's something, right? I want you to see if you can find and distinguish between the two, because that'll also help keep the energy under control. I think your biggest project is on the improvisational side, to continue to explore timing, right? Scale choice, making sure the students know what mode to use, when to use it, guide tones. What arrival notes are, and then timing and spacing. Continuing to explore that and make that even more consistent. And then also at the same time, I want everybody to be working on whispering more, right? Finding moments where you can just relax your sound and then build it back up, okay? So, but there's a lot of great things to be proud of as well, that, you know, that are working really well for you. You know, the music selections fits the band great. The rhythm section strong. There's good players in every section. There's no doubt there, right? So it's a matter of tweaking just a couple of conceptual ideas and hunting for moments to whisper and create energy inside some motifs. And especially with things that are repetitive. So anyway, there's a lot to be proud of, and I hope you had a great time performing. I enjoyed your performance today. So my best to you.